The U.S. Supreme Court today hears arguments in a case that has stalled President Bush's attempts to lift a 21-year moratorium on Mexican trucks in the United States. Lawyers will argue whether the Bush administration illegally disregarded federal environmental laws by conducting a limited, as opposed to a complete, environmental impact study before ordering the ban be lifted. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Every year, some 4.5 million Mexican trucks cross into the United States, but they can only get as far as the border zone, where their cargo is transferred to U.S. trucks. Initially in the 1980s, the ban on Mexican trucks was spurred by Mexico's denial of U.S. truck access to markets in that country. But in recent years, the moratorium, approved by Congress, has been based on concerns about the safety and environmental effects of the Mexican fleet. Mexican trucks are generally much older than U.S. trucks and do not have to meet anti-pollution criteria as stringent as those in the U.S. Nonetheless, under the 1992 North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, the United States agreed to phase out the Mexican truck moratorium. Because of continuing fears about the safety of the trucks and the pollution they would cause, however, the phase-out stalled. Mexico then brought an action for failure to comply with NAFTA, and in February 2001, an international arbitration panel found the United States in violation of the treaty. President Bush promptly announced his intention to lift the moratorium, and the Department of Transportation published proposed new rules governing border-crossing Mexican trucks. But before those rules could become final, Congress, fearing an environmental end run by the administration, intervened to require a tougher rulemaking procedure. 4 months later, the Department of Transportation issued new rules. This time, it conducted a limited review of the environmental effects its rules would have, but it did not conduct the thorough environmental impact review that is normally done under the Clean Air Act and the National Environmental Policy Act. The agency said that allowing some 34,000 Mexican trucks into the U.S. each day would have an insignificant impact on the environment, and that further study was thus not justified. A coalition of environmental, consumer, health, and labor groups went to court to challenge that assertion, and they won. A federal appeals court in California ruled that the administration had acted arbitrarily and capriciously by conducting a limited rather than a full environmental review. James Hoffa is president of the Teamsters Union.
The Department of Transportation failed to follow the rules, they failed to do the study, and that's why we brought the lawsuit, to stop it, to protect the environment. We have standards here in the United States, and if somebody's going to come in from Mexico and drive trucks on our highways, they have to have and meet the same standards that we do.
The Court of Appeals found that the Bush administration's environmental review was deficient in two basic ways. First, it looked at the effects of allowing Mexican trucks in for only 1 year, not at the long-term effects. And second, the agency looked at what the increased air pollution would be when spread out nationwide, when in fact the air pollution from Mexican trucks would be concentrated in the west and southwest, an area already so smog-filled that its air is often considered a threat to public health. The American Lung Association notes, for example, that the main pollutants from diesel exhaust emissions greatly increase the risk of heart attacks, strokes, lung cancer, and premature death. And in a brief filed in the Supreme Court, the Lung Association argues that these adverse health effects would be greatly intensified if the moratorium on Mexican trucks is lifted without taking additional protective steps. But the Bush administration will tell the Supreme Court today that neither Congress nor the courts can interfere in the president's foreign policy power, including carrying out the provisions of a trade agreement. Georgetown law professor Viet Dinh is a former Bush administration official.
The nation's environmental law, for good policy and constitutional reasons, do not apply to executive decisions of the president himself. And this lawsuit and this decision down below is a backdoor way to bootstrap such a requirement through the Department of Transportation and Safety Regulations.
Not so, counters Jonathan Weisglass, who will tell the justices today that no one is challenging the president's power to lift the moratorium.
When Congress ratified NAFTA, it made it very clear that to the extent it was inconsistent with domestic law would stand, and everyone knew that going in.
A decision in the NAFTA trucking case is expected by summer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.